His father peeled off his gloves and handed them to Jory Cassell, the captain of the household guard. He took hold of Ice with both hands and said, "In the name of Robert of the House Baratheon, the first of the name, King of the Andals and the Rhynar and the First Men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and Protector of the Realm, by the word of Eddard of the House Stark, Lord of Winterfell and Warden of the North, I do sentence you to die." He lifted the great sword high above his head. Bran's bastard brother, Jon Snow, moved closer. "Keep the pony well in hand," he whispered, "and don't look away. Father will know if you do." Bran kept his pony well in hand and did not look away. His father took off the man's head with a single sure stroke. Blood sprayed out across the snow as red as summer wine. One of the horses reared and had to be restrained to keep from bolting. Bran could not take his eyes off the blood. The snows around the stump drank it eagerly, reddening as he watched. The head bounced off a thick root and rolled. It came up near Greyjoy's feet. Theon was a lean, dark youth of 19, who found everything amusing. He laughed, put his boot on the head, and kicked it away. "Ass," John muttered, low enough so Greyjoy could not hear. He put a hand on Bran's shoulder, and Bran looked over at his bastard brother. "You did well," John told him solemnly. John was 14, an old hand at justice.